Good afternoon, Southwest Hearts. Benji here with you till seven. Now, I may have mentioned last week that I've signed up as a volunteer as part of Watford Council's drive to get people befriending elderly and vulnerable people, getting food to them and basically making sure our neighbours are okay. So I signed up for that a couple of weeks ago. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week. It all blurs into one at the moment. It's hard to keep track of time. And today I had a call from a lovely lady called Jo, who did my sort of preliminary screening questions. And in the next couple of days, I'm going to be told where I'm going to be deployed. So I can't wait to let you guys know what I end up doing, how it's going, what life is like, kind of, you know, helping people in need. And one man who can certainly give us a pointer about helping those in need is the Mayor of Watford, Peter Taylor. Peter, welcome.
Good afternoon, Benji. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Doing all right.
Good, good. Well, that's important to say, isn't it? Because many, many people are not well, you know, as the country carries on battling COVID-19. But we had a great time chatting last week, or rather, we got lots of information. So hopefully you can update people. Just quickly, on that volunteering, what was the response like?
Oh, it's been fantastic. So we've had over 400 people who signed up via the council's website. I know that other people have got in touch via the Hertfordshire system or the NHS system as well, and all of the volunteers will be working together. And it's really good that you got that call today, because everyone's getting a call who signed up. Some people will be phoned tomorrow. And then also tomorrow you'll be able to go onto the council's website or phone up if you're somebody who needs help with your shopping or whatever it is. So if you know somebody or you are someone at home who needs help, please feel free to phone the council, which is 01923 226 400. That's Watford 226 400. If you do need help, and then one of the lovely volunteers such as yourself will be able to help people who are stuck at home.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. You know, we've heard some pretty big figures of people that have passed away from COVID-19 today in the most recent press conference, although not as high as yesterday. In Watford, how are we braced for dealing with people who have the most serious version of this illness?
Yeah, the hospital is really doing an amazing job, and obviously I pay tribute to everyone involved at Watford General. The good thing has been that the football club are also providing support, so they're working really closely, obviously the ground being next door to the hospital, to help them in any way that they can. And the big message the hospital have at the moment is, you know, no visitors to any of their sites. Even if you're someone who's giving birth, just one person, your birthing partner, to go with you to the hospital, because it's really important that we follow the government advice now. Keep the social distancing, and if we do that, then we'll save a lot more lives, and this will be over much, much more quickly.
So that's no visitors, just your birthing partner if you're giving birth. And there's some good news about parking, which should make getting about for essentials easier for people.
Yeah, that's right. We're conscious, obviously, lots of us are working from home. And then also we've got care workers and other people trying to visit people there. And parking's always difficult in Watford. So we've relaxed a lot of the parking restrictions. Really, the only thing we're enforcing is if it's dangerous driving that's stopping an ambulance or a fire engine getting access to a road, then that's not allowed and you'll get a ticket. But otherwise, we're quite relaxed. And all the council-run car parks, so the one at the Town Hall, for example, the Avenue car park, Long Spring, they're all free now. They're not being enforced. So if people need somewhere to park and their own road is busy, they can park there.
Now, small businesses like Vibe are going to be arguably worst stung by this virus and the hit on the economy. How's the council kind of there to support those small businesses?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. The government have been quite generous in the support that they've said that they'll give to people. They increased, obviously, the amount of support for self-employed people last week, and a lot of that the council will be administering, so we will bring that forward as quickly as possible. So as soon as the money's available, we'll make sure it gets to those businesses. Individuals, if you're struggling to pay your council tax, for example, your income's fallen, then there is a scheme that basically means you get 100% relief on your council tax. You don't have to pay any council tax, and there's information about that on the council's website. So if you just go to watford.gov uk/coronavirus, and there's lots of information about support for businesses and support for individuals. And as I say, we'll be working really proactively to make sure that we administer that as quickly as possible.
Of course, these are very dark and uncertain times, but I have to ask you, what has been the most surprising or heartwarming thing that you've seen in our community that has made you have maybe a little bit more faith in Watford?
Oh, there's been loads, actually. I mean, the response of different voluntary groups and faith groups. I think the clap for carers, it was actually quite emotional. So when I opened, we opened our front window, I was there with my kids, and just to see every single house on my street, people out making a load of noise just to say thank you to carers and NHS staff, and it was quite moving. So I think that people, are rising to the challenge. We know it's going to be tough, but Watford is a place with a huge heart and a huge community spirit, and we're going to respond to this really well. And actually, I think we'll come out of it with some positives. So there'll be people that have signed up as volunteers and may continue to do that. We'll be even more appreciative of our public servants in the health service and at schools. And also we'll probably be more aware of what it's like to be lonely and isolated, and more sympathetic to people that are in that situation.
Quite right. Watford will stand together. The mayor there, Peter Taylor. Peter, will you join us again on Monday next week?
I would love to, Benji.
Fantastic. Mayor Peter Taylor there joining us, keeping us reassured. There's parking restrictions that have been waived. Great news there. What else have we got? We've got Watford 226 400. If you know someone or you need some help, deploy a volunteer like me, and Watford Football Club coming to our aid. That is point scoring. Fantastic work. Watford, we love you. Disclosure up next.